Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome and to Breakfast Business, and thank you to the always dry and sunny Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 18th of June at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to AIR and we'll be chatting to the Small Business Minister and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, has announced that the cap on bankers' pay at AIB and PTSB, which limited salaries to a maximum of €500,000 a year, will be removed to allow them to compete better for talent. The cap was initially put in place in the wake of the financial crisis and the bailout of the three banks. And the chief executives of these banks saw their salaries capped with bonuses above €20,000, attracting a super tax of 87%. The cap on pay had already been removed from Bank of Ireland as the government exited its share position in the company in 2022. The decision to remove the cap on the two remaining banks comes as a result of the government selling its remaining stake in AIB. However, the state retains a 57% stake in PTSB, which is valued at around €600 million. The journal.ie reports that the former HSE boss Paul Reid will receive a salary of €50,000 in his new role as chairperson of the Comisiún Pleanála, a new planning authority that will replace On Board Pleanála. His appointment was approved by Cabinet yesterday afternoon after the Housing Minister James Brown brought a memo for information to establish the new body. Reid served as the Director General of the HSE from 2019 to 2022. He was Chief Executive of Fingal County Council from 2014 to 2019 and is a member of the On Board Ishke Éireann. He also chaired the Citizens' Assembly on Drugs in 2023. On Comisiún Pleanála is being established in line with the phased commencement of the Planning and Development Act, which was approved by the Oireachtas last October. Alice O'Leary in the Business Post reports that IT services company IT.ie has announced that it has acquired Abacus Systems, a South Dublin-based managed IT service provider, for a seven-figure deal. Following the acquisition, the company is forecasting revenues to exceed its previous target of €8 million to €10 million by the end of this year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.